Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Cosmetic procedures have come a long way, and there are so many non-invasive techniques nowadays, and I am beyond thrilled to have Dr. Jeannie Chung. She's a double board certified facial plastic surgeon specializing in cosmetic surgery for the face, head, and neck regions, body liposuction, and skin rejuvenation. Today we're going to be talking about natural dermal fillers, which I have tried from Dr. Chung, and she is an artiste. Hello, Dr. Chung. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Andrea is here with us as well. And Dr. Chung, I just want to mention that, you know, on the show, we really talk about the importance of living a natural and healthy lifestyle. So for people who are a little nervous when they hear the word fillers, tell us what they're made from and how they actually are not bad for you whatsoever.
Lisa, I really feel that this is a great time to be getting older. There are so many products on the market that we can use in our faces to keep us younger looking, but that are actually natural. There are so many fillers on the market. The largest class of fillers, some of these names I'm sure you may have heard of, are Juvederm and Perlane and Restylane. They're all made of a product called hyaluronic acid, and it is a naturally found sugar inside our bodies. It just happens to be now man-made in the laboratory. It's produced by bacteria. So it is a component that we can find in our bodies. It just now comes in a test tube, in a sense, and we can actually inject it into our faces.
So are you saying that Rejuvederm or Perlane, is that a natural treatment because it contains the hyaluronic acid? I think that's what you
that's
were saying.
That's a hard one to say.
Excuse the pronunciation. Exactly.
So actually, we can call them HAs. I think instead of saying hyaluronic acid, we can abbreviate it and say HAs. So the main constituent of all those products, yes, is hyaluronic acid, which is a natural substance found in our body. And actually, the highest concentrations in our bodies are actually in the fluid in the eyes and our joints, okay, like your elbow joint and your knee joints. You can probably even go today to CVS or Walgreens and buy hyaluronic acid supplements that some athletes will take.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, Dr. Chung, what I love about the fillers, because like I said, I've had them, you've done them for me, and they're fabulous, is they're so natural looking. You don't have to have that old-fashioned windswept look anymore. You can actually still look like you and just a bit refreshed, and that's what I love. I love that trend towards the more natural look, because honestly, I don't mind having some lines and wrinkles. I think sometimes people go overboard and they want to be, you know, 80 and have not a line on their face, but I'd like it if you have just certain areas, like I get these deep lines on the sides of my chin, those marionette lines, and I do not like them. And you can smooth them over, but nobody ever says, what did you do? They just say, oh, you look so, have you get more sleep or you look refreshed? You know, so I just think it's so amazing these days.
Well, Lisa, I know your listeners might not necessarily know, but I have to admit, you do look fantastic and very natural.
Thank you. Andrea can see me. What do you think, Andrea?
I think you're beautiful. So beautiful. No, I think you're gorgeous. Actually, my question is what is the difference between your treatments and, let's say, Botox? Because, you know, it's funny. I have reached the age where I am starting to be concerned about my appearance and, you know, the lines. And I am blessed with good genetics and I don't have a lot of wrinkles, but I do have those lines, like Lisa says. And I am curious because I'm starting to look into it is, you know, and people are like, oh, you know, you should use Botox. It's safe. I'd like the lowdown. Is Botox safe, and how is it what you do different from that?
Yes. So that's a really, really good question. The two most common non-surgical procedures that are performed in a cosmetic practice are Botox and fillers, and they are two completely separate things. So Botox, the way I want you to think about Botox is it is a muscle treatment. It is technically not a wrinkle treatment. So when you look in the mirror and you look real angry, or you're squinting in the sun, you're thinking so hard, you are going to furrow a muscle in your forehead that's going to make deep wrinkles. So Botox gets injected into the muscle, which will cause the muscle to relax, hence those lines will soften up significantly. Versus the fillers, the ones that are made of the hyaluronic acid, they literally just add some volume to your face. So if the nasolabial folds, those are the lines from the nose down to the corners of our mouth, or what we call the marionette lines, the lines from the corner of the mouth down to the chin, it just helps plump them up a little, fill them in. So they're two completely different products.
So would you say that fillers, or would you say that one is better than the other? I guess for me, as a natural health and wellness expert, what is the more natural route to take?
You know, again, you're going to laugh. They're actually both considered, I think, pretty natural. So Botox has, and they both work synergistically, they work together to give a natural appearance. Botox is made from bacteria, just the way penicillin is. So people they always hear the word Botox, is tox a toxin. It's really not a poison. All it does is it just makes the muscles relax. And it's been used in medicine since probably the 1930s. We've used it in children who have muscle spasms, who have cerebral palsy, to relax the muscles. We put it into vocal cords of singers who have a little tremor. So it's been used medicinally for a long time. And it's only in the last 15 years or so that it's gotten a lot of press because we're using it for cosmetic purposes. So I truly believe that the two together, fillers and Botox, are both natural in that sense. And they give a very natural appearance.
So if they've been around since the 1930s, are there any long-term studies on Botox in terms of people's health?
So interestingly, in terms of long-term studies for cosmetic use, those are probably a 10-year data point. It's not, they haven't been following, obviously, someone from the 40s or the 50s. And the dosages used for wrinkle treatment for cosmetic purposes are completely different than use in patients for medicinal purposes, because the concentrations are a lot less to use in the face for your wrinkles.
Right.
But there is long-term safety data out there, and it's a very safe medicine. I don't even like to call it a product sometimes. I tell all my patients that this is a medicine. That's why it has to be delivered by a medical professional.
Yeah, I think that's what I want to know, too, is that, you know, I'll drive down the street and I'll see a sign, get your Botox here, only $45, or get your laser or something here. And I think, you know, you got to be seen, I would say, a board-certified plastic surgeon, or like yourself, a double board certified. But what would you say, Dr. Chung?
Well, I'm obviously a little biased. I truly believe that if you're using a medical product, that you should be seen by a dermatologist or by a plastic surgeon or by a physician who is well versed in this product. There are also other medical personnel, such as nurses out there, that are administering it. But you have to be a little careful. Sometimes you do get what you pay for, and if something is too good to be true in terms of pricing, you do need to get a little nervous about it. And the way I also tell my patients is, most of the times things go very well, but because it is a medicine, things can go not quite right sometimes, and you definitely want someone who's experienced, who can know how to handle the complications.
We're almost out of time, but I do want to ask this question. Are the ingredients listed on, we don't even have time for this question, but you can answer maybe just a yes or no. Are the ingredients disclosed on the bottles of these products?
They're not disclosed specifically in the bottle, but there is a pamphlet, a patient safety form, that is always included in the packaging. Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. I we're out of time, unfortunately, but I want to have you back. And Lisa, I know you do too. I thought you were fantastic.
She's coming back.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. This is great information. And if you want to learn more, you could follow Dr. Jeannie Chung at Dr. Jeannie Chung on Twitter, or you can visit her website at drjeanniechung.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.